intention to run for the office of the president today, and we're going to do that squarely this morning. So feel free to join the conversation if you would like to join the conversation. I'm going to play the full audio back to you right now. You can watch the video at the same time on Facebook and on YouTube, where we are streaming live. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Detail for YouTube as well. Just searching sexy words Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms and it will pop up. You'll be able to watch yourself and listen to the radio at the same time. You can also stream this show on our mobile app, Nigeria Info FM. Search for it on your respective app stores, Google Play Store, the App Store on the iPhone, and download it. It has a logo NI written on it. Download and enjoy the conversation that we have here on Nigeria Info 24/7. You can also send in messages straight from the app. You can call the studio straight from the app, and we'll get the call here in the studio. That's right. You can download our shows on the app as well. Okay, I'm Sheriff Quadri. Nice to meet you. Now, let's take a listen to the official declaration of the Vice President, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, to contest for the office of the President of the Federal Republic. Take a listen to this.
Dear Nigerians, for the past 7 years, I have served as Vice President under a true Nigerian patriot, a servant of the nation in war and peace, and a man of integrity, President Muhammadu Buhari. We have, together, worked through some of the most difficult times in the history of our nation. But we have remained focused on securing the country, on providing infrastructure, and growing our economy. As stipulated by the Nigerian Constitution, our tenure will end next year. In this period of 7 years, I have served the government in several capacities, and I have, at the direction of Mr. President, represented our country in sensitive, high-level international engagements. I've been to practically all local governments in Nigeria. I've been in markets, in factories, in schools, and farms. I've been in agricultural, mining, and oil-producing communities, in the Delta, in Kebbi, in Enugu, in Borno, in Rivers, in Plateau and Ondo, and in all other states of the Federation, listening to the diverse experiences and yearnings of our people. I've visited our gallant troops in the Northeast and our brothers and sisters in the IDP camps. I've felt the pain and anguish of victims in violent conflicts, terrorist attacks, flooding, fire, and other disasters. I've been in the homes of many ordinary Nigerians in various parts of the country. I have sat with our techpreneurs in Lagos, Edo, and Kaduna, with our Nollywood and Kannywood actors, with our musicians from Lagos, Onitsha, and Kano, and I've spoken to small and large businesses. I stood where they stood, and I sat where they sat. I know their hopes and aspirations and their fears. And I believe that in those hopes and aspirations are the seeds for the great Nigeria that we all desire. I believe that the very reason why the Almighty God gave me these experiences, these insights and these opportunities, is that they must be put to the use of our country and its great peoples. Which is why I am today, with utmost humility, formally declaring my intention to run for the office of the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria on the platform of our great party, the All Progressives Congress. If by the grace of God and the will of the people, I am given the opportunity, then I believe that first we must complete what we have started, radically transforming our security and intelligence architecture, completing the reform of our justice system, focusing on adequate remuneration and welfare of judicial personnel, and ensuring justice for all and the observance of the rule of law. rapidly advancing our infrastructure development, especially power, roads, railways, and broadband connectivity, providing an excellent environment for businesses to thrive, taking the agriculture revolution to the next level, especially mechanization and developing the farm-to-table value chain, making sure that the government, its agencies and regulators serve the business community, creating a tech economy that will provide jobs for millions of young Nigerians, enhancing our social investment program to a full-scale social welfare program, completing the promise of lifting 100 million Nigerians out of poverty within this decade, completing the task of ensuring that all Nigerians, male and female, attend school, reforming our educational system for relevance to the challenges of this century.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's continue.
Tech economy that will provide jobs for millions of young Nigerians. Enhancing our social investment program to a full-scale social welfare program. Completing the promise of lifting 100 million Nigerians out of poverty within this decade. Completing the task of ensuring that all Nigerians, male and female, attend school. Reforming our educational system for relevance to the challenges of this century. Completing the task of universal health coverage for all and strengthening the capacity of states and local governments to deliver on their respective mandates. Above all, front and center of our efforts will be the provision of jobs and opportunities for our young people. I now most solemnly and respectfully seek the support of fellow Nigerians everywhere in this land and the diaspora, young and old, male and female, in the great and exciting journey that we have ahead of us. I seek your own support. We will, working together, establish by the grace of God the Nigeria of our dreams in a few short years. We will build on the foundation laid by our predecessors. We will need to move with much speed, intentionality, and perseverance towards the vision of a prosperous, stable, and secure nation. I'm convinced beyond doubt that we have the creativity, the courage, the talent, and the resources to be the foremost Black nation on earth. Let us now birth the expectations of greatness conceived generations before us. Let us build a Nigeria where the man from Nnewi sees the man in Guzo as his brother, where the woman in Wari sees the woman in Jalingo as her sister, where the love of our nation burns alike in the hearts of boys and girls from Boko to Yenagoa, where everywhere in this land is home for everyone.
I think we can stop here for now. It's getting too long. 16 minutes past the hour. So you have heard. It's getting too long now. So you've heard. You've heard what he said. Okay. Now, guy, let's come to you and hear your reaction to Vice President Yemi Osinbajo's declaration. Okay. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. For female callers only. Please, you've got 60 seconds to share your thought with me. Let's do this. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joy speaking.
Welcome, Joy. Welcome.
The Vice President, he did not speak as if this APC have disappointed us. That is why me myself have so disappointed in him. Because all what they have brought us to, if you don't know, then he said he's going to complete what they have started. What did they started? We don't need suffering again. Thank you.
Thank you too, Joy. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Oh, well, that's that. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, I think it's a welcome development. My name is Kule, sorry, by the way.
You're welcome.
I think it's a welcome development, and my reaction to Nigerians who are saying or talking about the speech is that you should be able to negotiate in any situation you find yourself. Even Ukraine that is fighting today, they still go to the negotiation table. So let's leave Mr. Shimbajo. He's trying to negotiate his way to the presidency. And I hope it will come out well for him.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Samson, Mr. Sheriff.
You're welcome, sir.
I think Professor Shimbajo declaring to Nigerians to run for the office of the presidency, it's a good development to me. Personally, I've never been a supporter of APC as a political party, but I think Professor Shimbajo coming out, the only thing I see about Osinbajo's declaration is the fact that he has a plan. He has a blueprint. He has sat down to think of what he wants to do for Nigerians and how he wants to move this country forward.
Okay.
Unlike other politicians that want to seize power, they want to collect power. You understand? I am not a supporter of APC. I'm telling you the truth. I've never supported APC before.
Okay.
You understand? But what we need as Nigerians now is who can salvage our situation. We are in a very precarious situation, and politics is about bringing development. All right? So we need somebody that can bring the development.
Okay.
And Professor Shimbajo have come out to say, one thing I want him to do, he should forget about, you know, building on what they have laid on ground.
Thank
he should
you.
Come up with what
Thank
and
you.
Which he has told us. So we are waiting for him to move that train.
Thank you.
You understand? He has our support. That's just the truth.
He has your support. Thank you. Emmanuel is calling us on Skype. Let's see where he's calling from. Emmanuel, hi. How are you doing, Emmanuel? Where are you calling us from today?
Calling from UAE.
From where? UAE. Okay.
UAE. UAE.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I've listened to his speech, and I'm really very excited, and I'm happy that finally it's coming out, you know. And also, looking at, I want Nigerians to see this as, I want Nigerians to understand how politics works, right? And understand that the position of the vice president is more or less ceremonial,
okay.
Regardless of any ideas or this thing you have, you can't fly more than your boss. But I'm happy, you know, hearing him talk and you know, in his speech, you can tell. I can imagine a kind of president that will unite us, and that is what we need, because we've never been this divided in the history of this nation.
Okay.
So I'm very happy that he's also coming out, and may the best man win.
Right. Thank you. Manuel, thank you for calling me. Appreciate your time, okay? I really do. Let's take another call quickly. We are getting closer and closer to our first break. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
We can hear you.
Mr. Osinbajo to run, do you think he can defeat Tinubu in the APC primary election?
What do you think?
Because Tinubu has more power than Shivaji.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning to you too, sir. Thank you for calling me. Let's go to YouTube. And then we'll come to WhatsApp in a moment. This person says, Sheriff, what is your problem? Why cutting it short? We should sleep there. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Let's take another one. Ogunikpe says, can he not please use the word what we have started? Okay. All right. Chukuka says, this looks so theatrical. I know, right? Gbenga is also here on YouTube, and he says, Mr. VP, please, you need to start all over. Okay. Gbenga is also of the opinion that the VP needs to start all over. April is here on YouTube, on Skype. April, hi. April, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Where are you calling from, April?
Yeah, I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany. Okay, go on, please.
Hey, see problem. Hey, God. I just laughed.
What?
Uncle Sheriff, please, just imagine what the man said. He said they are going to continue what they have started. hey, Nigerians, please don't let them come and continue what they start. Okay, how what they have started for decades did not help any of us. So how will you say you want to continue, they want to continue what they've started? The, what they have started now is not helping us. We don't want it. They are all bed of same feather. They flocks together. Thank you.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's go to... Oof, what's the time? Do I have time? Alrighty, so here we go. Let's take some messages from WhatsApp very quickly now. And we got tons and tons and tons of them here. This person, his name is Adrian from the Corridor, and he says, what I could pick from his old statement was the fact that if he's elected, we'll want to finish what they've started. That is my fear, please. He wants to continue the suffering of the people. Okay, Adrian, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Family Pondit says, today is my happiest day in a while. I'm happy Yemi has dared the status quo. What is on ground presently? I'd rather have an Oshibaju and maybe Peter Obi than any other person present. The Oshibaju has proven to us he's able to, if given power. This is my personal opinion. Okay, Femi, of course. Must be your personal opinion. Let's see who is here. Abe Dare says Oshibaju is a good and sound candidate, but hope he will not have more cabals than Buhari. Thank you for sharing that thought. Thank you. All right, let's take some more messages very, very quickly. We're almost due for our first break. VP speech. One, VP Oshibaju is an intelligent man, and if given the chance, could bring unity to the nation. Two, but he's shying away from the problem of this country presently, but also too loyal to his party, APC. Three, but I believe he has a good plan. Sunday from Songo highlighted his views right there. Sivanos Abrime is also here, and he says... please, I suggest you play alongside the VP speech that of Mr. Obi, so the people would compare. Nope. Peter Obi was in this studio for 90 minutes, 1 hour 30 minutes on Friday. So thank you for the suggestion. Thank you. Let's take another one. Peter Obi was live here in the studio for 1 hour 30 minutes. If you missed out on that one, please go and watch on our YouTube page and our Facebook page as well, Nigeria Info 99.3. Or just go to our website and go and listen back to that interview. That's nigeriainfo.fm on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. Let's see. Oshibaju is just sounding like a broken record in my ears. If he had resigned that time, it would have been his moment now to become the president in 2023. But instead, he joined hands with his... let's stop there. Quite uncouth. Let's take another one. People should forget about his speeches. He can't stand against his boss for now, but if I were Nigerians, I'll give Oshibaju a chance because he has a blueprint. Thank you, Martins from Saboyaba. Send that in, Martins. Thank you for sharing your thought. I will take two more before the break comes. Moses from Aja says, I don't like the APC party at all, but as for our VP, I like his personality and I like what he stands for. He has a good heart for the people. Thank you for sharing your thought. Let's go to break right now. Perhaps when we return, Mr. Brown can deliver his message then. I'll be back. 993 at 01465-7190. Tell me exactly what you think about Vice President's declaration. And please make it in 60 seconds. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you. Welcome, Joy.
The party just speak now, Mr. Sheriff, is the party you actually like and you want Nigerians to listen to again and again. Even if you play it 1 million times, this man is in the wrong party. And he's part and parcel of this failed government. When he came in, he's going to build, he's going to complete what he has started. The suffering that we are presently in right now He is part of the economic team. So what has he done in the economy that he's coming now to do that he will do better in? He's done nothing. In fact, if he had even resigned before now and is coming out now, I bet you I would have even thrown my vote to him. So I have my voter's card and I know who I'm going to vote for. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, Alex here. Really quickly, you see, this man is the head of the Federal Executive Council. He says, I've been to the schools, I've been to the markets. What did he go to do in the market? He went to share money. Sheriff, I want you to show me one country in the world, even among the poorest or even among the richest, where the vice president walks into a marketplace and starts sharing money. He talks about, you know, the poverty alleviation, social security. This is an administration that is known for sharing money to people without a database. How can you promote equality that way? How can you promote an economy that way? You don't have, if I tell him right now to show me the people that they've given money to over the last, you talk about the poorest of the poor. Why I made reference to the federal executive thing is that he's the head of the economic team of this country. His programs are deeply flawed. He doesn't understand anything about poverty alleviation. He talks about raising the community to a tech hub. You cannot do that. This is a country that hates technology. He talks about human rights. Which human rights? I will not in this life. Under this administration, see how many diaspora killings and suspicious deaths that happened in this country.
Thank you.
You know, who will be his ministers?
Thank you for calling me, Alex. 60 seconds, that's all. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Sherry. Good
morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Oni.
You're welcome.
Yes, first of all, I'm happy that finally the vice president has declared. I've been waiting for that. Then again, please, can people know that whatever he said is politically motivated? Well, you can't fight your head, all right? And why he had to recognize the man, the president, is because he's still sitting with him there. So I believe all the things he outlined that he's going to do, that he's going to do them. For instance, when the little time they gave him to be at the helm of affairs when the president was sick or something, traveled, you can see some of the little changes he made. I believe in him, and I also believe in Peter. So I have two of them to reckon with who I'm going to vote for. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Let's speak with Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, Sheriff.
Yes, please.
If anybody is waiting for the vice president to come and criticize his principal publicly, I'm sorry, you're waiting in vain, but that will not happen. The vice president has started political this morning, and that's what I expect from him. The man has turned political. That's the best way to go. It does not mean that he is not going to perform. And the vice president has the little baggages he has, sharing of funds. No candidate that does not have one or two, even Peter Obi has his own baggages. All of them have one or two things. We are not looking for a danger. The issue is that we want somebody that will take us out of where we are right now.
Okay.
So the vice president has declared his intention. I'm excited about it. I believe that something is going to bring something new on the table. So let's keep our fingers crossed. Other candidates are going to come out. But if you're waiting for him to come and criticize his principle publicly, that is not going to happen. Thank you.
Thank you, too. You can watch the video again on our live stream on Facebook and YouTube right now. It's right there. You can watch again. Okay. Now, let me take some messages that are dropping on Facebook. Wow. I don't know if I can keep up. People are just dropping. Okay. Let me see if I can keep this one. Tony says, this is a sham. NSAS under his watch, economic crash under his watch, ASUU is on strike under his watch. We don't need continuity of bad government. Okay. Tony, I was able to, you know, hold down your own message. Oloyede is also here. Oshibajo is a joke. This is a sham. Okay, I think you sent this like multiple times. You don't have to send it multiple times. Eh? Let me have the time to take others' messages as well. George says, Sheriff, with this declaration, I see the beginning of the end of APC. It's obvious Tinubu has lost out, and because of the new electoral law, he won't sign to endorse Oshibajo at the end. He will rather choose to be the spoiler. Oh, okay. George is doing calculation on his own. He's not even thinking about the declaration. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please. Good morning.
I want to use my 6 minutes to promote Oshibajo. There are laws.
No, you have 1 minute, yes. Not 6 minutes.
Okay.
He
was the one that spared economy, the biggest economy in Africa. Market money has never happened in the history of our country.
No, we're waiting. Go on. Just go on. Your time is running.
Oh, infrastructure, we've never seen this better. Niger Bridge, trains,
everything. The problem with us is that this administration inherited mono economy. Nothing from 2014 that it started. What do we have in Nigeria? Nothing. I can remember vividly we had fuel scarcity for almost 1 month. Nigeria Info call off.
During 2014,
where they came in. We talk as if Nigeria is working right before these people came in. They can mention a lot
Thank
of
things
be done.
Thank you. Thank you for your thoughts. Etim, don't call me again. You've called before, eh? Thank you for trying. Let's quickly go and take some messages on YouTube. Our live stream is on fire on YouTube, as a matter of fact. Arome on YouTube says, I really don't know what we want as Nigerians. The VP has declared now, and we are busy criticizing him. Do we really expect him to criticize his boss? Okay, all right. Moses is also here on YouTube, and Moses says, yes, we believe in him. Oshibajo from APC and Peter Obi from PDP. These are the people that should be the candidates we want. Okay. Moses, thank you. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please.
How are you doing?
Doing okay, thank you.
My name is Chika.
You're welcome.
Yes. I just want to say a little bit about Osibanjo's declaration.
Okay.
Osibanjo cannot tell us that he's not part of this administration. The way he's speaking, he's just speaking as if he wasn't part of this administration. That's why we're concerned. The failure associated with Buhari, he's part of it. All this speech of I sat with you, I did it with you, and what happened? Look at the level the country is. Insecurity like we have never seen before. The economy is in shatters. What contribution, if he was part of the Economic Council, then what has been going on? Failure in everything. Complete failure. As far as concerned, his declaration is dead on arrival. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me, Chika. Nigeria, Info, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sharif.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Dambaba.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You see, Osibanjo had two great opportunities and he has missed it. Your people have resigned before now. He did not. And then, second one that is missing now, that walk away with his current boss. Now he has declared. How is he going to survive with Tinubu now? Maybe Tinubu is working for Osibanjo. Because these politicians are very smart. If not, I don't see him succeed. Thank you.
Thank you too, Dambaba, for calling me. Ibikunle is on the line now. Ibikunle, hi.
Thank you, Sharif. Good morning.
Morning to you too.
You see our people, I don't know why some of our people are just angry. Where is a welcome development for Professor Yemi Osinbajo?
Okay.
He's a very fine candidate. If APC pushes him forward, of course, I will surely support him.
Okay.
But if I had my way in their primaries, I would go with Tinubu.
Okay.
God bless Nigeria.
Bless you too. Now let's go to Twitter. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. And you must have the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF attached to your tweet for me to see it. I've just clicked on the hashtag right now and I can see messages dropping. Osibanjo is just undoing himself by referring to Buhari and his party as people of integrity. Nobody asked him to have spited Buhari as the VP. Why not come out straight away from what Buhari and APC, you know, have done to Nigeria? As much as I like him, he's on the wrong ride. Antonio Bo additional sent that in on Twitter. This morning, let's take another one quickly now from Twitter. We've got tons of them here. Okay, so here we go with this one here that says, is it about knowing? It is about actions and impact. I'm not sure he has proved himself worthy of being the president of Nigeria. I would rather want to see how his influence in the current government has changed Nigeria's cause towards success. Then we can vote continuity. Amos at AME on Twitter. Drop that very quickly. Let's take another one now from Olalekan. He says, he's saying continue what they started. It's just him saying continue what they started. It's just to portray carrying along some people to get their support. If he had said he wanted to start again, people will still criticize and say, so he hasn't been doing anything since. God bless Nigeria. Okay, Olalekan, thank you for sharing your thought on Twitter. Let's take two more from Twitter, then we'll move away. Cortez says, sir, why didn't you resign when the system wasn't working, knowing full well you were not given the free hand to maximize your office, sir? Cortez sent that. on Twitter. Maro, is it Mao or something? I'm happy he declared, but a terrible speech. They shouldn't have referred to the past 8 years because it's been a terrible one for Nigerians. How can you build on the worst government in our history? Buhari was a very poor leader. You can't lie to our face like that. Mao sent that on Twitter. I'll take a few more calls before we go to WhatsApp. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
You know what is happening is what I call Koniman die while human bury him. Do you know of APC? You know he will not get the ticket. So he will front with Oshibajo. Once Oshibajo got there, it's more or less like him. He is the president. That is the game. Like I said, anybody from this party called APC, I will never cast my vote for that person. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Hello. Good morning. Oh, that's that. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please, good morning to you.
Great, my name is Sean. So I want to have give my take on what's going on.
Yes, please.
Now, the vice president has declared, what exactly do we want as the people in this country? Yes, he's part of the government that has probably disappointed all of us. But he's now saying, you know what, please give me the opportunity to do this. From the candidates that have declared, I don't think there's anybody better. And if Nigerians want someone better, they should tell us who they want. Because, look, we can't keep on doing this thing all the time. APC, PDP, whatever. I am voting for the person. As a person, I think he can do better in a position where he can actually do something. So, Nigerians, stop being angry. I mean, there's a lot going on already. Let's just try and make a change. Thank you.
Thank you to you for calling. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Ndebo, 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 uniform comment. Stop it. Stop uniform comment. Use your head. That's what I want to say.
Okay. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please. Good morning.
This is Akin Apata from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Akin.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think Yemi Osinbajo is another Jonathan in disguise. Nigeria doesn't need a leader that cannot stand on its own. Nigeria doesn't need a leader that is proactive, that is powerful. We need somebody that is strong, to have that political will. If you could remember what Mama Okonjo talked about Jonathan, that he lacked political will to take Nigeria to where it's supposed. Please, Osinbajo is a wrong person at this period of time. We are not talking about certificate here. We are talking about intellectually. We are talking about capability. We are talking about experience. We are talking about that power to face the cabal, the governors, the Veda Executive Council, to tell them this is what I want. Osinbajo is the wrong person now. Okay. You have to think, look around, and look for somebody that is strong.
Thank you.
I have that mind, I have that spirit. Thank you.
Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Now let's go to WhatsApp and take some thoughts from WhatsApp this morning. So here we go with a couple here that says, Sheriff, it's even good that the APC divides honesty so that PDP can cash in. The type of president we need now is one with antecedents in industrialization and economy. Obi is better here, David. David sent that in. David, thank you for sharing your thought. This person, his name is Tunde from Ikorodu. He says, I'm highly excited that the Professor Yemi Osinbajo finally declared to run for the office of the president. Let's see. I pray he becomes the standard bearer of APC. He has my vote already. With him, his blueprint, he's prepared. He's a prepared man. Okay, thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought. I really do appreciate it. All right, let's take another one here that says, every election in Nigeria aims to concretize poverty and foster reckless looting. Osinbajo is only coming to continue the poverty APC started. Wilfred sent that in on WhatsApp. Let's see who is here. We've got less than 2 minutes to go. Leave VP alone, all his story. We did not believe him then. Okay, all right. Thank you for sharing your thought. Okay is in Mushi. Okay says, this declaration is not diplomatic and wisdom was not applied. Must you begin with praises to a regime that failed totally in every sector? It should have been more diplomatic. Okay, all right. Oshimbajo's declaration is a good one. With APC is a wrong move. People don't know how politics work. He can't do it alone. Buhari failed because of the nature of people around him and all what's happening in the country. This is how it has always been since. Every end of the tenure comes with terror due to political saboteurs. Thank you. All right. Thank you too for your message. Appreciate it. But Lagos, this is just the beginning of the conversation around the declaration of the VP here on Nigeria Info 99.3. Expect to carry on, or expect it to go on the channel all day and even beyond today. So we're here to give you the platform to say what you've got to say, all right? In the meantime, let me say that we can't play just a treasure hunt today, but we'll play on Wednesday, all right? We'll play on Wednesday. In the meantime, thank you all for being a part of the show. I am Sherif Quadri on Twitter, Sherif Quadri on Instagram. Wemi Mo is next on Table Talk, and she's talking about why should marriage be a place for women to learn? Why only women learning in a marriage? All right. I can't wait for that one. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3.
Are you looking for a reliable plumber? Wondering where to book your next massage? Or do you...
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
For free.